let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Hello, this is Sandy, and I am sitting here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we're scooting around our table to get our microphones all set. And I'm also sitting here with Chad. He is running, I guess you call it the board, which is making me really nervous. He's my boss.
No.
And I walked in here today, and I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So Anita is here with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and as you know, this is Home Show Garden Pros. This is a co-op of experts, locally owned and operated nurseries, and we have them all come in every Saturday morning with us, and it's a whole group of them. And I look forward to having every one of you here, but it's fun to have Anita because we have a friendship relationship outside of the show with you also.
Yes. Over a decade long.
Right. Over a decade with me, but longer than that with Charlie. Mm-hmm. And your kids have grown up in the business.
Yeah.
And they are in the business, yes. Which is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it goes for, I'm thinking, yes, all of our Home Show Garden Pros have a generation or so of expertise behind them. So it's not just book learning, and they're not just learning it from, you know, vendors. You have lived it.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can call in at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, and this number lasts for the next 6 hours or 4 hours because Tom Tynan uses that phone number also. So 281-833-3333. And I kind of rushed in here this morning, and Anita's sitting here all ready to go. And Anita sent me a picture yesterday of your yard.
Yeah.
And so you don't have a sprinkler system like many of us, okay? Mm-hmm. No sprinkler system, and it's looking pretty brown, and we're not going to, you know, have a comma in our water bill.
My whole neighborhood looks like that.
Yes. Okay. So, and we have some of our Home Show Garden Pros who have lawns. I think they get maybe more shade, and they're fairly green. They're maintaining it. And
well, I think if I had followed, and I started to... the advice that we give out with the compost and the humates and all that. But this lawn is only 2 years old, and I've been busy.
Right.
So I have not composted and done all that to get it ready for a bad drought like this.
Yeah.
So it's completely brown, as is most of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And plus, we used to mow our lawn ourselves, but we got in a landscape crew, and guess what they did? Just one little guess.
They cut it too short.
Exactly. So yes. All these things all came together to make it look bad.
Yeah.
But it's nobody can see it. And so it's our experiment for the show. We'll see.
No, it
next
is.
Year we might be going, it's incredible. That lawn turned brown and it came back. Or, uh-oh, it was really struggling and this is what I did to make it come back into green lushness.
Right. And that's what I love about having you is because you have so many experiments going on, whether by accident or, you know, purposefully.
Yes.
But it will be very interesting to see that. Now, you said it was new. It wasn't new this year.
Yeah, it was new last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it still hadn't taken.
Right.
All right. And you had talked about the compost and the humates because we talk a lot about that, especially right before the spring.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're admitting that maybe you didn't do that because you're busy. You're working for a living.
I did last year, but this year, no. I grow the crop for the shop, and so I don't really get a chance to do much gardening because I'm too busy doing another type of gardening.
Right.
Propagation.
Right. Well, and that goes back to, and I have a different side of that story because in the early spring, we had that leak at my curb.
Yeah.
And it was a city leak. It was humongous. And when they dug it up and, you know, they fixed it and they made this mess. And once they left, it was, quote unquote, ready for sod. I looked at this pile of clay. I mean, I could not even hammer it with the shovel. And Peter was there for doing something for me. Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And I was like, okay, they're going to bring sod. He said, Sandy, don't let them put sod down until you put
compost down.
Compost.
And I heard you telling Danny about this last week.
Yeah. And humates. It was magical because I do have green grass. It's not completely like the rest of my lawn, but it is. And that's, you know, the humates really helped break up that clay, because I thought nothing can grow in this.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're in this maintenance mode.
Yes.
Yes, it's hot. Okay, that's nothing new. The dry is a little bit new for us, you know, to be this dry. I just drove by and, you know, it almost makes me mad about the sprinkler systems, because people don't pay attention to them.
Mm-mm.
I drove by, I literally got showered. My car got showered by a sprinkler head that was just spraying the street.
Right.
And it wasn't broken, but it was, you know, spraying the wrong way.
Right. If, you know, I don't know. Out in the country, a lot of people don't have sprinkler systems, and they just let their... They're not under pressure from HOAs. I'm not blaming anybody in Houston or anything like this. So they pretty much let their lawns do whatever that's going to happen, whatever the weather is, because it'll all come back. Grass has evolved over eons to go through drought cycles.
And it's just a maintenance mode, you know. Let's nurture what we can,
and do that 1 inch of water a week, like Danny says.
A week,
like
I know.
Danny says, with the tin, with the he says, we can't get coffee cans anymore. So.
The tuna cans.
Cans, so that you know for sure how much rain is.
Right.
I mean, sprinklers you're doing.
Right. And we get so many callers about, you know, well, I'm doing it every other day. No. Do a heavy, deep watering.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make sure that it's not watering the street.
Right. Because you actually weaken your grass by too much water. It gets lazy.
Okay.
It's not going to send those roots down.
Yeah. Make it work a little bit. I've heard you talk about that. Yeah.
Now, see, that's one thing I am doing is I've got four hoses nonstop dribbling. And every day I move them to a different spot because the trees are stressing.
I'm worried about the trees.
The bigger trees are okay.
Okay.
But, again, in my neighborhood, to use an example, the younger trees, which have not had a chance to drive their roots really deep into the soil, no.
Okay,
I'm losing a redbud that my son gave me for my Mother's Day present. I can't get water to where I planted it, so it's not going to make it.
Okay, so that's not in your drip area.
No, it's not in the drip area.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's chat about some of the areas where we can water that's not as difficult. But this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. This morning I have Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them. We also have Plants for All Seasons with Sherry, who has been here, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We get the pleasure of having both Joey and Danny join us. And we have Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north, between Woodlands and Conroe. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
call us at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And the us is Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. She is here with us in the studio this morning from Katie. And you can find them off of the Fort Bend exit off of I-10. Easy to find, beautiful location to stroll around, even in the heat. Because it's so shaded.
And, it is shaded, yes. That helps a lot.
Yeah, and the ripplings of the water. And remember, it's Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
Yes.
So that's a big deal out there at Nelson's. That's actually how you started.
Yes.
So that's fun. And I know Peter does a lot of those projects.
Yes.
Any size and shape.
Exactly, yeah.
So we were talking about our grasses. Yes, of course, they're having a hard time. We're going to try and maintain. It's not too late for some folks. At least I've heard the Home Show Garden Pros mention that if you haven't fed your lawns, you can do the Humates Plus on there.
Yeah, you can do organic.
You can do organic, but you still need to make sure that you get that watered in if you're using the granules.
Mm-hmm.
They also have liquid products, which are really fun to use because you can see results literally the next morning.
Yes, the super seaweed, I was listening to the show, and Sherry was saying that that actually helps these plants get through drought. So I have been spraying super seaweed on my crop every other day or so because
it helps with their stress, reduce their stress. And
why not baby them along at this hard time?
Right.
Yes.
And then the water conservation, it also helps with those organic products.
Yes.
So that's great for our gardens and our lawns. Mm-hmm. So there's always something that we can still do out there.
Yes.
Give us a call at 281-833-3333. What is on your to-do list in your backyard? What do you see out there? You know, are there weeds going on? Do you want to plant something new? Do we need some color out there? We can still do color. There's color that we can plant in our different areas, but you got to make sure you water them, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Potted plants on those patios.
I think this is a great time to weed your garden
because
there are not going to be as many weeds, so it's not that frustrating. And then use a pre-emergent because once it does rain, guess what's going to happen? All those weed seeds are going to germinate and start growing.
So
that would be one thing I'd put on my to-do list.
Okay, the weeding.
Yes.
And you know what? I did some of that early in the week after walking the dogs early in the morning, came and got some of those weeds. And I'm surprised that I'm not seeing as many weeds. I mean, it's almost like the weeds are unhappy, too.
Yeah, if you have a weedy spot that's dry, you're going to have to water it first.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll be really hard to get those roots out.
So. And after, you know, some people have been lucky enough to get some rain to at least give us a little bit of a reprieve.
I saw you got rain 2 days ago.
Yes, and here at the office we got rain. Now, have you gotten any out far west?
Yesterday, for the first time, we got a shower that lasted about 30 minutes, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
And the birds went crazy. It was really
they were
exciting.
So happy.
They were so happy.
Oh.
And I've got so many more birds this year because...
Really?
Because I grow a water crop, so there's a lot of water.
Yep.
Then I have my disappearing fountain. And, of course, put food out. So their birds are desperate for water as well.
Right.
They're looking for places where they can get water.
And we can do that in our yard.
Yeah.
We can get a bird bath. That's something that we can add to our garden because they are looking for it.
Yeah, I usually have two cardinal pairs every year, no matter what. This year, I have six female cardinals out there.
And you've got bird feeders and bird baths.
Well, I don't have to have bird baths because I have trays where I grow my bog plants.
Okay.
Bog plants have to sit in water. So
They
have plenty of water.
We've got to touch on those bog plants because you're a go-to person for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Brian who is calling in. Good morning, Brian. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning. I have three Japanese magnolia plants. They're about 8 foot tall that go along my driveway. And they've been the leaves have been turning yellow and now brown on the end. They're curling up. I have the trees mulched, and I've been watering them, but I just don't know if it's just the heat that's causing a problem or if there's something else I need to do to take care of them.
Japanese magnolia, is that the deciduous one that you're talking about? It drops its leaves in the wintertime?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you watering them?
I have a sprinkler system, but I've also been kind of supplementing with hose watering in the evenings.
Okay. I think it's stressing from the heat, but I would dribble water. I would put the hose out there and crank it. You can get, you know, a valve on there and crank it back to it's just dripping and leave the hose there so that it just drip, 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 and hopefully goes further down into the soil, forcing that plant to put in deeper roots because it'll survive it better. My neighbor across the street, they lost their magnolia. So, yeah, wow. I think they're really stressing from this heat.
Okay.
Yeah. But the slow drip is better than sprinkling for trees.
Okay.
And you can, and you've got three of them, so you could even, you know, get some, what do they call those things?
Soaker hose?
I wouldn't get a soaker hose. I would just get those valvey things where you can screw on the end of a hose and it has a Y on it, and then just something like that.
It's like a little spike sprinkler system. It's got a spike on it and you can...
Or you could just put the hose on the one tree and then 24 hours, move it to the next tree, 24 mm-hmm. hours, move it to the next tree, and then start all over again.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to do that
okay.
this weekend.
Yeah.
So what about
that a try.
What about food? Does he need to be feeding it at all?
Right no, now? That's going to no. stress it out. Okay. Unless you use super seaweed. And you might even try spraying the foliage with super seaweed. As Sherry says, it does help them. I don't remember how she said it helps them, but it helps them. It helps mitigate some of the stress from drought. So it's worth a try.
Yeah, and that's a liquid mm-hmm. form, the super seaweed.
Liquid, yeah. And you just put it in that hose end sprayer. I do it all. I do it mm-hmm. every day practically.
And that goes on the foliage. But then, Brian, I've learned, Sherry has told me to make sure that we do that early in the morning
or later
at night. Yep. But you're saying you like to water at night, which I love to do also.
And I actually think it's better to do it late at night because then it has all night long to absorb into the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I have no energy at night, so I do mine early in the morning.
It's my favorite time to go out there.
Yeah.
But that might be also a little bit that you could do both of those. But that slow watering, like Anita said, is so important.
Okay, great. I'll do both of those things.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Thanks for your call, Brian.
I have a lot of native cherry laurels on my property, and they are wilting, and they're native.
Okay.
So when I put the hose on them for 24 hours, the drip, 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 and they're good for 3 days. 3 days, they're not going to wilt.
Wow.
And then, because I have to rotate them around all the different trees.
Right. So you're just rotating it.
Mm-hmm.
So they get it about every
three days,
twice a week.
Yeah, twice a
okay,
week.
Okay, but okay for the trees. All right. Well, I really need to get out there on
trees
my trees.
Trees are a lot more expensive than a lawn.
I know.
You got to make your choices.
I've been neglecting the trees. That's mm-hmm. for sure. I need to focus on that and not be bothered by other little
well,
brown
remember,
things.
I was listening to you talk to John Ferguson. A person called in about the yellow leaves dropping.
Uh-huh.
The tree is stressing. I've got one tree doing that.
Okay.
And that one has got the hose on it every 3 days or so.
Yeah.
Well, great. I don't even know what tree kind of tree it is. Isn't that awful? I really need it. It's a native something or other.
Yeah. Well, I love those native plants because mm-hmm. that gives us the better chance to make it through these different times that we have. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are on Sports Radio 610. Obviously, you found us. You're listening to us. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Easy phone number. Let us know what's on your mind this morning and what we're going to tackle in our lawn and landscaping, and we will return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
What loves Houston heat, is easy to grow, and has a short season? Bush green beans. A tasty tip to grow on from the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. This is Sandy, and I'm sitting here with Anita Nelson. I get in so much trouble for saying good morning too much.
That's your first one today.
I have tried to resist like crazy, and then I'm so nervous with Chad sitting here. I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, he's a great boss and coach, and I have so appreciated his little his gentle nudges on what I'm doing. I mean, Chad and Charlie have been doing radio since they were, you know, toddlers, itty bitty. So this is all natural to them.
Well, Chad nudges me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, we appreciate it.
We need
do. It. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a co-op of experts. I am just sort of your truck driver, your coordinator. I take in the calls and we toss them over to our experts. And our experts include Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, and that's this morning. Anita is here with us to take your calls. And Plants for All Seasons, we have Sherry. Actually, I think she's going to be here next week. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, they are south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. And Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. I love having every one of you sitting here in the mornings because I learn something new every week. Even when we have the same questions, there's always something extra or something additional that we can be doing. It's like a little mystery in a puzzle. So we're all in this together. Give us a call at the 281-833-3333. And Anita and I have been chatting at each of our breaks. We've had a lot of different topics already we've touched on. The trees, the watering the trees, deep, you know, make sure you get that water in. And really just leaving a hose there is handy. But you talked about your cherry laurels, that you're doing that. Now, are they going to survive?
Oh, yeah. They're okay. A native. They'll be fine.
Okay. They're a native. And they're not new.
No.
Okay.
A lot of them, because of the rain last year, remember?
Yes.
I have a lot of baby cherry laurels coming up.
Oh.
So, and I love that plant. It's a great native.
Okay.
Evergreen. It's wonderful.
Okay. So, we've talked about that watering and... Then we mentioned the bird baths.
Yes.
And taking care of our birds.
Yes.
Because it's true. Danny was even last week talking about he put a trough out because he lives out.
Yes.
So he's even helping just our wildlife.
Well, there's some tips for the bird bath. Birds want to land where they can see the bottom.
Really?
So, you know, a trough, they're not, unless there's a good perching side to it, because I do have one. Well, I'm not going to get into details, but if they can see the bottom, they're good. So if you have something that's really deep, you may want to put pea gravel in it so that they feel more comfortable, and a perch for them so that they know that they're not going to drown.
Right.
But I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm going to do it right now. But
no,
the disappearing fountains,
ooh,
the
yes,
one, not the ones that have an opening, that the ones that are flat and the water pours out over top of a surface.
Okay.
They will love those.
Okay. I thought because it was moving, it would scare them
too
much.
Oh, no. I have birds on them all the time. And dogs.
Okay. All right.
They just...
Okay. Well, Chad's pointing to the one that we have
that we
at the
have.
Office.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't tell Charlie, but I sit at the window and I just kind of watch the birds land.
Yeah.
And they sit there and take a little bath.
They do.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing. And they line up with their little towels and toothbrushes.
Suntan lotion.
Yes. No, well, but they, so it's important to put water for our songbirds out.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what about feeding the birds? Is it, we can still feed, put our bird feeders out and they're happy with those?
I have to put food out. I should put it out every day because of the squirrels.
Oh, I know.
But I put it out every 3 days. They are just eating that food up so fast.
Like
the fastest I've ever seen my bird feeders empty.
Yeah. Now, let me correct myself. I didn't mean to say that Danny was putting his trough out for the birds. He was putting it out for the bigger wildlife. But yes, we had talked about the bird bath. So that's important for us to know, is have a more shallow, something they can see the bottom.
Well, I have these tubs, and they have a wide lip on them, and I put them for my dogs to get into and cool off.
Oh.
But the birds will actually land on those, that lip, and they will get a drink.
Okay.
And they can't see the bottom of those.
Wow, and they still do.
They're desperate. They are desperate for water.
Right. So that's a good idea.
Yes.
And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have accessories for bird baths,
yes,
and rocks you can put in areas, mm-hmm, if you already have something. So those are great ideas.
And then there's Wild Bird Unlimited here in Houston.
Right.
Which has lots of good advice and help for you, too.
Right, right.
They know me at that store.
Oh, maybe we need to have her come and chat with us someday.
Well, I buy my bird seed from them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, quality bird seed's, yeah, important. So as I mentioned earlier, well, at the break, I mentioned that Charlie sent me an article from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm going to touch on that. We'll,
yeah,
follow up a little bit on the bird baths and taking care of our critters outside. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I'm sitting here with Anita Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. You can reach her today, this morning, at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333, and we will hear from you after this.
Learn how to live a healthy, happier life at the Obapalooza Organic Fair coming Saturday, August 6th. Experience a full day of exhibitors, networking, and dynamic speakers covering healthy gardening, the secrets of soil science, and learn new beneficial organic health practices to help you feel amazing. Come find out why going organic doesn't just mean food. Full details and tickets are online at ohbaonline.org. It's the Obapalooza Organic Fair, Saturday, August 6th at the United Way of Greater Houston. Find out more at ohbaonline.org.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. How are you this morning? Enjoying your cup of coffee and your tea? And Chad and Anita are laughing at me. We are here at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. You are listening to us on Sports Radio 610. And you know, you can also get us online. You can tell a friend. They can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. So just the name of the show, homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's a listen now button. So, you know, if someone's doing their work and they want to listen up at their computer, there's also an ask a pro button, which is really handy because we get questions every week via Ask a Pro. Now, I suggest you call in is your first option, but if something comes up, send us a picture and a question, because sometimes even with the questions that we get online, we have follow-up questions for you. You know, I'll mention to Anita or one of the pros, and they'll say, now, I wonder if she meant this, or I wonder if they tried this. So sometimes it's nice to have a conversation, and the pros can guide you.
Well, plus you have to be a detective.
Yes.
You have to ask the questions, and then you might get a picture in your mind that's completely not
right,
what the caller's talking about. So
yeah,
questions help clarify things.
Right, right. And we can get pictures on the website. So, I mean, it's both ways, but mm-hmm, get involved with us at homeshowgardenpros.com. Thanks for listening to us this morning. Having a great time here with Anita Nelson, and we are talking about our grass, from our grass to our birds today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned the Wall Street Journal had an article yesterday, I believe it was, on 729 about bird watching, which I thought was very interesting. My husband, Charlie, sent me the article, and we've already talked about, you know, providing some water and some sanctuary for these birds. They're going to find in our trees, they're going to sort of make their homes, but a lot of people have bird houses also. Feeding them with good quality food. But it talked about an app. Did you know there was an app out there for bird watchers?
What does the app do?
So the app was developed by Cornell University, and it is like Shazam. Do you know the Shazam, mm-hmm, app, where Shazam is when you hear a song on the radio, you can hit your little Shazam and it listens to it and it,
oh,
tells you what the song is? Well, this is what it does for the birds. So you're sitting in your backyard, and it's called Merlin, I believe, M-E-R-L-I-N.
That makes sense.
From the Cornell Lab, and it's free. which is amazing. So you can be sitting out in your backyard or out at the park and you hear a bird and you hit your Merlin app for the bird watching and it listens to the song or the whistles. There it is. It's a Chad bird. And it will not pinpoint the exact bird, but it'll give you a list of the birds. So that is really fun.
I think so.
You know, it's something that you could, while you're out in your backyard doing whatever, you know, tasks, pulling weeds this weekend is going to be mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give that a try and see how that works out.
I think I will, too.
Yeah. So thank you, Charlie, for sending me that article about the it was in the Wall Street Journal, and it talked about other accessories, you know, binoculars when you really get into it. But that's a way to get us started.
Yes.
Kind of like how y'all got me started in the gardening and landscaping and, you know, start little. And I think that's important for us to remember. Sometimes it can be overwhelming in the backyard. It's like, oh, my goodness, where do I start?
Anytime you start a new something or other, it's always overwhelming. And then as you go along, things become second nature. Like for us, second nature is compost.
The go-to.
That's always the go-to. You can never go wrong with compost.
Right. So tell us why. Put on your John Ferguson hat.
Okay.
All right. So compost. We talk about it all the time. So why compost versus dirt?
Well, it shades in the soil, number one. Keeps it cool in the summer and warmer in the winter.
Okay.
And it's easy to spread and use because it's not like mulch is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just scatter it across your lawn. It penetrates down through the grass blades to the bottom where it starts to interact with the soil. And once it interacts with the soil, it introduces beneficial bacteria and fungi to the soil web system. And scientists are learning more and more about the functions of fungus. And John Ferguson tells a story about how when he was a kid, they had a compost pile. And there was an oak tree, I hope I'm not exaggerating, about, I don't know, 100 yards away, like a football field away. It was the only tree around. And he had a chore to take the compost and spread it in the vegetable garden. And when he removed the compost, there were tree roots in there. And he thought, how did the tree roots get there? The tree roots got there because the fungus told them that this was a source of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And there's communication going on in the soil all the time amongst the fungi. And the fungi, the little threads of fungi are miles long.
Right.
It's hard to conceive of this, but it's true.
Right. So, you know, a layperson hears the word fungus and we think bad. It's not bad. It's good in our earth and in our amongst.
Well, it's the same with bacteria. We think bad, but there's actually more beneficial bacteria than there are bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's more good fungus than there is bad.
Right.
There are more good people than there are bad.
Exactly. Perspective.
Yes.
Perspective. Well, that's a great description. John Ferguson would be very proud.
Well, I listen to the show.
Yeah. And by the way, John Ferguson is one of our Home Show Garden pros on Nature's Way Resources. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about the compost, you are so right, though. When you dig in that compost
and you toss it,
you can feel it.
You can see the fungi in there. And a lot of times the roots are there, too.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's very. And then I threw you a softball about the dirt, you know, dirt. Well, really, what I've learned from all of the Home Show Garden pros is just a bag of dirt is...
You cannot say dirt. You cannot say dirt.
What should
I
say?
The first horticulture lesson and the first horticulture class I ever took.
Sand.
Professor Robert Bacon got up and... Baker. He got up on the chalkboard and he wrote the word dirt.
Uh-oh.
And then he did a big X across it and then wrote soil.
Okay.
And then he wrote bush. And he crossed that out and wrote shrub. There are no bushes or dirt in gardening, apparently.
Okay, there are shrubs and soil. Well, there's a big difference, I guess, between soil and the leaf mold compost or the nice, healthy compost.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what I think I've heard Sherry say
is
the leaf mold compost is to nurture and it's a nutrition. Whereas if you need soil, that's for kind of lumps and bumps. Like really,
well, soil is rock, ground up rock, basically.
But if you need leveling.
Actually, dirt is rock. Anyway, yeah, the minerals are going to be in the soil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's some in compost too, but yeah.
Right. So get the healthy stuff, which is the compost. And be careful what you use. We recommend the leaf mold compost from Nature's Way. Mm. Is there another one that you have at it?
Yeah, Heirloom Soils is coming up with a compost, I think, that we're carrying. And also Landscaper Pride.
I love Landscaper's
Pride. I do too, yeah.
You can feel the difference. You really can. So there are some great organic and locally sourced options, because both of those, Landscaper's Pride and Nature's Way, and that's real important.
But you made me think about something with the soil and the compost. When you put down compost, soil and the compost form a partnership, and they make the soil better.
Okay. Alrighty, they work together.
And another good thing about composting is the more composty your soil is, so to speak, the less fire ants you're going to get. Because where do you see fire ants? Out in the open, in fields.
Dry.
They're never in the forest.
Okay.
Because the forest
you're right.
always has a very composted, from the leaves falling, and then they compost through a natural way.
Right.
You hardly ever will run across a fire ant in the forest.
Okay.
But
that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it healthy so that nature can take care of itself.
And speaking of fire ants, if we diverge, I've been having fire ants do something they've never done before, those nasty little things. I mean, I hardly ever go out without getting stung by a dang fire ant. But they were getting into the sopping wet soils of my bog plants, which has never happened before.
We're going to talk about
bog plants. So I started, I did two things. First of all, I took the bog plants and completely submerged them, and it took 2 days to drown those nasty little things. And then I started thinking about molasses. So I've been spraying the surface of the soil of all my bog plants with the molasses, and that has forced the fire ants out.
Really? See, I would think that they would like that.
No, it's not horticulture molasses. I'm sure if I went out and put on grandma's molasses.
Right. That'd be a whole different thing.
They hate molasses. Insects hate molasses.
Okay. All right. Well, let's keep that in mind for a solution, because we definitely want to stay away from those pesticides when we can.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Join us in our conversation after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. It's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out.
Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Anita.
Howdy. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy, and this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. That's not an address. That's a phone number. 281-833-3333. Anita is here to chat with you about anything green and growing in your backyard, your patio, your balconies, your water gardens. And Anita was just quoted in the Lazy Gardener's newsletter, which is a free newsletter that John Ferguson puts out. And she was quoted about bog gardens. She is the godmother of bog gardens, I think, or close to it, because water is sort of in your system. You know, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, yeah. That's how they started. So, first of all, what is a bog garden?
A bog garden is a garden where the soil is wet all the time.
Okay, a squishy place.
Yes. And plants don't really grow well, normal plants. Well, terrestrial plants. They need to have air in the soil for oxygen.
Okay.
But plants that have evolved to grow along ponds, lakes, streams can tolerate these, what they call saturated soils. And the British call these kind of plants marginals.
Marginals.
And that makes sense. But in America, marginal has a negative connotation.
Yeah.
So they're called bog plants here in America.
Interesting. Yeah. So I think in the article it talked about, you know, use your spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not try and work against Mother Nature.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was sort of your, it seemed like, you know, one of the points was if you have a low area, hey, let's use it. So do you sell bog plants?
We sell bog plants, and they've been selling really well this summer, oddly
enough.
Yes. Well, if you have a place where you can put a bog plant, it's not something that is going to dry. It obviously is a place that's going to dry out. You don't need to worry about it.
Awesome.
And you made me think, in the landscape, where would you put a bog plant?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a spot in my house for the garage and the breezeway meet, and all tons of water, if it rains, channels down to this one small area. Well, what's growing there? A gigantic, and I mean, it's called elephant ear for a reason.
Yeah.
My elephant ears are literally the size of elephant ears.
They are so happy.
Because so much water comes crashing down in this one spot. Because we took all the gutters off our roof because we, anyway. And so that's where we have these taros, and they're massive, and they look really terrific.
Now, but they're not getting rain from the roof right now.
No, so I'm putting drip on them.
Okay, you're putting drip. Okay.
But, I mean, yesterday we had a 30-minute rain, so a lot of rain got there. Then another place to plant bog plants is where the drip from your air conditioner comes out. And that's
great
where you'll
idea.
Find the nasty weeds that we
yes.
don't like. The dollar weed.
Yeah.
The dove weed. I forget some of the names of the weeds. But anyway, that's where you see those weeds coming up. Then you know you can put up more ornamental plant if you wanted a bog plant.
That is a great idea because I am always pulling weeds from that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, and the grass won't really grow there. It doesn't like it either because the weeds have taken over. All right. So you can go out to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and find out what kind of plant you want. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a deep spot, just a wet spot.
Just a place that stays wet most of the time. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Or if, for example, a place that gets way too much rain all at one time, and then you can come back in and supplement it with water when it's go through the dry periods.
Like we are now. Well, that's a great idea. Some of the options are, you said you've got your elephant ear. What's another one that we can look for?
Umbrella palm, which also is sold on the East Coast as a houseplant. It's the houseplant you can never overwater.
Wow.
But that grows real. My husband said that's so easy to grow, you can grow it in spit.
So thank
it's
you,
an
Rolf.
Easy one. And there's one called dwarf papyrus, which is interesting because it makes it has a tuft, and in the tuft new plants form. So you can grow more of them if you like them that much. And there's the sweet flags, which we usually plant along a stream bed. And there's a variegated one and a golden variegated one. And
beautiful.
Then there's some ground covers. There's one called water purslane. And this plant is really interesting because I empty my greenhouse out in the summertime. There's no plants in there. But water purslane has fallen on the ground because it's an earth bottom greenhouse. It's not a cement one. And it's been growing in there. It's a really low ground cover. It never gets higher than an inch. That greenhouse has not been watered for 2 months, and that purslane's still in there.
Wow.
So you can grow it in water, and you can grow it in dry conditions.
Wow.
So I'm going to start experimenting with that plant as a ground cover.
Interesting.
Yeah, in fact, I think I'm going to give you one, Sandy,
okay,
so you can experiment with it.
Okay.
In your wet spot.
All righty. Well, we were just talking about bog planting with Anita Nelson, mm-hmm, from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we are going to return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
We are in maintaining and protection mode with our lawn and landscaping. It's time to fertilize all of our turfs and ornamentals with what we love. MicroLife Humates Plus is great for breaking up some of that hard ground. MicroLife 624 or even that MicroLife Hybrid. This is great. These are great summer items to help with water conservation and feeding and nurturing our lawn and our landscaping. You've heard us talking about liquid seaweed. We love MicroLife liquids for our outdoor family and our green spaces. You will get quick results. It's inexpensive, it's quick, and it's easy to do. It will also help reduce our plant stress, and we are all under stress, so let's give our plants a little boost with a MicroLife liquid. The people at MicroLife and I believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife produces nutritious soils, plant foods for our flowers, vegetables, and our lawns. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
Welcome back, fellow gardeners. It's me, Anita Nelson, and Sandy Mosier on the Home Show Garden Pros radio show.
Well, and good morning. We have chatted about so many fun different topics. We had just finished talking about the bog plants and great ideas for moist places if you've got, and lots of variety of plants that you can choose from, and maybe where you might have those moist places around your foundation or your corners of your house. It's a great idea. Now, Chad had just mentioned he's the taker carer here of everything. And that's really not his job. His job is much more technical than that, but he just falls into that around here and he takes care of everything. And one is the beautiful fountain, disappearing fountain that we have out front of the office. And it takes not a lot of maintenance at all. I know he has to fill it with water, but then Chad, what else do you have to do?
Well, one of the things I notice a lot, Anita, is the algae that forms because the sun just beaming on it. The birds still love it,
mm-hmm,
but it just gets green. And instead of scraping it all off like sometimes I do, what's another good way to keep that green off of there?
Well, we sell a product called Foundtech that is, quote, safe for dogs, pets, and birds. And you have to put it on a weekly basis, and that'll keep the algae from growing.
And what's the difference between that and, let's say, a bleach or a chlorine or something like that, you put in a pool?
Bleach and chlorine works great, but it also damages the pump.
And,
pump. Yeah, you can bring a pump into Nelson's and we'll know.
Oh.
The pump will tattletale on you. Yes, and I don't know how good or bad chlorine is for the birds or pets too. Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking this like pure chlorine. I mean, you know,
just a little bit. I don't know how much of it evaporates out, so I'm not sure. But yeah, and I don't know. This is weird, but kids love to scrub algae off of fountains.
Yeah,
it is cool.
It is. You can take that algae and throw it out in your garden, and it's a fertilizer at the same time too.
Oh.
So, and another thing you can do is. Algae is building up in a disappearing fountain because that's the same water recirculating, evaporating out. But what remains are all of the minerals and the calcium and all that stuff that's in the water. So the water becomes richer and richer and more fertile for algae. So flushing, do a flush also helps as well to cut down on the amount of algae that's going to grow in it. But I wish it didn't happen, but it does.
Yeah. 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 But it's actually not too hard to get it off, at least for mine, off the side.
No.
And I have mine's more brownish color, so it doesn't show up as much, except for when I'm cleaning it, you can see, oh, wow, you know, that algae really did change the color.
Try not cleaning it and letting it get thick.
Yeah.
And then just take it off and throw it in your garden.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I have plants, and here too, we've got plants around that we could.
I know, but our plants around here, they're so lush.
Yes, they really are.
Almost,
really are.
We almost don't want them
to
grow anymore.
Yeah, I was noticing as I was walking in how fabulous the garden looks out.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
I know. And it's not on a sprinkler system.
Yeah, it's slight
sprinklers.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw you had a pot of the portulaca out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
And we're told that that's a native, it's actually a weed.
Yeah, it's a weed, and I believe you can eat it, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
There's always some ad on Facebook or something that says, this is...
Right.
During the Depression, people ate this stuff. I don't know.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, if we get to that point, maybe I'll try it, but not right now.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Well, I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Join our conversation on our chat here at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will hear from you after this.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's fun. Am I on? Oh, Jed's sitting here drumming, and I wasn't sure if that was a get on there, Sandy, or if he was playing.
Oh, sorry, that was air drumming.
Air drumming, I know. No, give me that finger, the nice finger that says, you're on.
Oh, yeah, you're on.
This is Sandy, and I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, and we are here taking your calls. Well, I'm taking your calls, but she's answering your questions. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. Excuse me. You can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are touching on any topic you've got on your mind about your lawn and landscaping, and we've even talked about our birds and our bog plants. We mentioned hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
You said that there is a hummingbird that still sticks around here during the summer.
Uh-huh. I've got one in my yard. Yep.
So when should we start putting our hummingbird feeders out? Can we put them out now?
I think there is, I'm pretty sure, that you can go online and there's a group that pays attention to when the scouts start to show up.
Okay.
But usually it's around now.
Okay.
Beginning later July, beginning of August, the scouts show up to find out where the good sources of nutrition are.
Okay.
So, put out one or two hummingbird feeders.
Okay, very soon.
Yeah.
And then our native plants that you were talking about that attract those hummingbirds, which one of them I love, lantanas.
Lantanas, yeah. So I think food is going to be hard for hummingbirds to find because of the drought. So we'll have to step up to the plate with our feeders. But why not go out and get some of the pentas?
Okay.
Pentas are really tough. The portulacas.
Okay.
And the lantanas. And, you know, in the 4-inch pots, as long as you put them in your garden where you can keep an eye on them, and keep them watered and get them established, then you've got a natural source of nectar for the hummingbirds.
Yeah. And those lantanas are tough guys.
Super tough. Yeah.
Because
actually, if you have the budget, I would buy the bigger lantana in the gallon can and not in the 4-inch because in this heat, only because of the heat and the drought, it's going to establish faster and better.
Okay. All righty. Because, you know, the lantanas really are hardy. I walk along the bayou and they're not getting any sprinkler system.
No.
And they still are, you know, have their sweet little flowers on there.
Mm-hmm.
So the lantanas, that's a great option. And thanks for reminding us about the size of the pot, because you think about it and that sounds logical.
Yes.
Okay, so we can take care of our hummingbirds and we can add some color to our landscaping, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And you can reach us this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.